Examiner, I believe that's our ring.
I know this Lum. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
Now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum is still convinced that the lantern which Diogenes Smith left in Cedric's care has the magic powers of an Aladdin's lamp. However, Cedric loaned the Macmillan boys a lantern for their fishing trip, and by mistake he gave them the one belonging to Diogenes. As we look in on the little community today, we find Abner alone in the Jot'em Down store and library. He's on the telephone.
Yes, Mom, 2 cans of tomatoes, 1 can of hominy, all right, 1 pound of sugar, wait a minute, you gotta take 2 pounds of sugar, Miss Barton. I can't help it, it don't matter whether you can afford it or not, you got to take 2 pounds. The giver man sent us a letter saying 2 pounds of sugar to a customer, and I don't think that's what it's going to be. Well, we'll give you the other pound on the credit then, but you got to take it.
Oh, excuse me. I never knowed you'd on the phone.
Yes, Mom. Mousy will deliver it this afternoon. All right, Miss Barton. Wonderful world.
Sorry I'm getting down so late, Abner, but I had to sit up all night doing air raid warden's duty last night, so I slept in this morning.
Oh, well, don't make no difference, Lum. Weren't much business to no way.
Have you heard anything from Cedric yet?
No, not a word.
Did you call up over to the place to see if he's back?
No, but Caleb, his pa, was in the store a while ago and said he ain't seen nothing of him since he left yesterday to find the Macmillan boys.
And I hope he finds them and gets that lantern back before them Macmillan boys discover they're carrying around a magic lamp. I'd hate for him to find that out.
Well, Lum, I don't think you can get money out of that lantern just by rubbing it. We rubbed that oven all day and nothing happened.
Well, of course not. We had the wrong lantern. The magic one is the one that Dodge and he left for Cedric to carry around.
Huh?
Then Cedric had to go and loan it to the Macmillan boys by mistake.
Well, I still don't believe it's magic, though.
Oh, don't be silly, Abner. Cedric just the same as admitted that's where he's been getting all his money. He said he polished the lantern every morning and got himself a big roll of money.
Yeah, but maybe he got the money someplace else.
Well, he couldn't have. He ain't smart enough to earn that much money.
No.
And then take Diogenes. Did you ever notice how he never come right out and said how he got rich? Always got off on some other subject whenever you ask about it.
Yeah, well, I never could follow what he's talking about. No way, them big words.
And then take this work he was doing, printing up pamphlets on right living and then giving them away. He couldn't make no money that way.
No.
And yet he's able to offer a $10,000 prize to the most honest man in our town.
Yeah, that's right.
Well, Sir Abner, there just ain't no two ways about it. That lantern is magic, just like Aladdin's lamp. And we can't let it slip through our fingers, neither.
Through our fingers? Well, we don't own it. Diogenes does. And he ought to be getting back pretty soon, Lum. He's been gone a week.
And that's right, Aunt.
Well, of course, he left town in such a rush. He never said exactly where he's going. Said he's going to get some more paper and stuff for his printing press. That oughtn't to take very long.
Well, that just means we got to work fast and get all we can out of that lamp before he gets back. Better call over to the place and see if Cedric's got back yet.
Well, no use doing that, Lum. Cedric said he'd come right direct to the store.
He did, huh?
Sure.
Maybe I ought to go out and look for him.
I say, that reminds me, too. There was a feller in here this morning looking for Cedric.
There was? Who was it?
I don't know. Some stranger. I've never seen him before. Awful friendly sort of feller, though. Adams, I believe he said his name was.
Well, what was he wanting with Cedric?
I don't know. He just appeared to be interested in him. Asked what he'd done for a living and what kind of a fella he was. He had much money.
Money? Uh-oh.
What's the matter?
I was afeard of that. Dad blame it.
Afeard of what?
Well, don't you see? Words got around about Cedric and his magic lamp. And that Adams fella's heard about it somehow, and he's down here to get it away from Cedric.
You reckon that's it, sure enough?
Well, sure. There's more proof right there that lantern is magic. Granny, now we got to work faster than ever. If that Adams feller comes back to the store, tell him that Cedric's moved to some other town, to Africa,
Africa?
Well, any place.
Well, Cedric never went to Africa, Lum. He just went out to hunt for the Macmillan boy.
I know that.
They never went to Africa. They just went down on the river to fish for a day or two.
Abner, I know where they went. Wait a minute. I bound you them Macmillan boys already knowed about the magic lamp.
Knowed about it?
Yes, sir. If that Adams feller's heard about it already, no reason why the Macmillan boys hadn't heard about it, too.
No.
And that's why they borrowed the lantern. They more than likely knowed all the time Cedric was giving them Diogenes' lantern instead of his own. Kicked him out of it some way.
Well, I doggies, if they knowed the secret of that lantern, I bound you they're catching an awful lot of fish.
Well, I don't even think they went fishing.
Well, I don't blame them with that thing. I wouldn't either. I'd just sit at home or lay there in a hammock. Rub that lantern and get all the fish I wanted. Get them already fried, too.
I don't mean that, Abner. I mean they weren't after fish at all.
Huh?
They more than likely just headed right out for some big city to spend money and buy up some big businesses and stuff. Grannies, Cedric won't never find them now.
Well, ain't they never coming back to Pine Ridge?
I doubt it. Not unless they come back in a great big black car. I know whose idea that was, too. It was that oldest boy, Ernest. I never did trust him.
You don't trust Ernie?
Of course not. That sneaky, sneaking of weeds. I wouldn't put nothing past that varmint.
Why, Lum, just last week you saying what a good boy you thought Ernest was.
I did, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, I was just being polite. Wish now I'd have said what I actually thought.
Well?
I've got a good mind to go right over there and tell his papa what a underhanded youngin he's brung up. I'll tell him how deceitful Ernest is, and greedy and selfish.
Selfish?
Why, of course he is. Do you think he'll give any of that money away? No, sir. Not Ernest.
He won't, huh?
Keep every last cent of that for himself. More than likely won't even give his own brother none of it, or his wife.
Well, I never would have expected he was like that.
Oh, he's so greedy, he'll rub that lantern so often he'll use it all up.
Huh.
And I'd just like to get my hands on it once before that happens. That's all I need, just one try at it. I'd ask it for $100 million.
Well, I don't think you'll get that one try, though, Lum.
No, I know I won't now. Granny, if that Ernest had 1 ounce of decency in himself, he'd let somebody else get in on that, too. What he ought to do is just set that out in the middle of the street on a platform and let everybody in town use it.
Why, sure, that'd be a good idea.
Of course it's a good idea. We could all go by there and rub it a little and get a lot of money. And just try telling that to Ernest.
We might get his brother to steal it away from him.
Wonderful world.
Oh, Cedric, how many times have I told you not to sneak up that way?
Well, look what I got. The lantern.
I told you, look, Lum. The lantern.
Don't worry, I can see it. Good for you, Cedric. Good for you.
And did you have to trail him clean to the city to get it away from him?
Mom?
Did you have to go to the city to get it from the Macmillan boys?
Well, they went fishing, I told you. They brung it back just now.
Brought it back? Well, that's funny. Mean and ornery and selfish as that Ernest is.
Mom, Abner Hedgehog, don't talk that way about Ernest. He's a good boy. Cedric, we
good
ought to
boy.
Have a talk.
Why, you just now said that Ernest was a sneaky snake
Abner,
in the weeds.
I didn't mean exactly that way. But we ain't got time to discuss that now. We've got some important business to do with Cedric here.
With me?
Yeah, now listen, Cedric. Ain't no use beating around the bush. The both of us know that lantern there is, well, sort of valuable.
Yes, Mom, one like this can cost at least $4 or $5, I think.
Yeah, at least. Now, here's what we're willing to do, Cedric. We'll give you a third interest in the Jot'em Down store for a half interest in that lantern.
The lantern? Oh, no, I couldn't do that, Mr. Lum. Not for a third of your store.
You couldn't, huh?
Hmm.
Well, just a minute, then. Abner and me are going to have a meeting of the executives. Wait right there, Cedric. Come on back here, Abner.
Yeah, sure. What's the meeting for, Lum?
Not so loud.
Huh?
I feared he'd hold out for more than a third of the store.
Huh? Well, what are we going to do now?
Well, would you be willing to give a half interest in the store for half interest in the lantern?
Half interest? I don't know, Lum. He'll own more than either you or me, then.
Yeah, but we can get enough money out of the lantern in 5 minutes to buy back the whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
$100 million.
Sure,
that.
Go ahead, give him half. Give him all of it. I don't care.
No, we just keep him as a partner.
Yeah. I want to stay close to Cedric.
Oh, Cedric.
Yes, Mom?
Cedric, we're going to give you a whole half interest in this store for a half interest of that lantern. What do you think about that?
Well, gosh, Mr. Lum, I always wanted to go in business, but you ought to get more than just half of my lantern.
Oh, we're satisfied, Cedric.
Well, how about it if I give you $1,000 besides?
Huh?
$1,000?
Yes, Mom, I got plenty of money.
Well, if that'll make you happy, Cedric, that's all right with us. Is it a deal?
Yes, Mom, it's a deal. Boy.
Well, put her there, Cedric, old partner. Go ahead, Abner, shake hands with your new partner.
Why, sure, I'll shake with him. How do you do, Cedric, old fella? How's it feel to be a big businessman?
Oh, boy, it sure feels good. Well, I better go and get that $1,000 I owe you.
Go and get it. You don't have to go no place. The lantern's right here. Go ahead, let's see you rub it once.
Yeah.
Rub it?
Why, sure. Ain't that where you get your money from?
No, Mom. That lantern ain't got nothing to do with my money. I get that from someplace else. I can't tell where, though. It's a secret.
Ah.